here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please
in color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. You figured out, you know who I am talking about. I'm talking about me, because that's what all this show is all about, right? Me, Snarf Dude Smythe.
It almost was all about you, since I had laryngitis for the last 3 days.
Now, how did you get that, Daffodil?
I was outside, I guess. I don't know.
It's, oh,
you know,
okay.
You get sick, you lose your voice,
yes.
You get it back, and you're very grateful.
Well, we're totally at blame, because we actually ventured out of the bunker, and just to see what's there. There was a lot of grass, there was a lot of trees, and
flowers.
What else? You know, I just
animals.
Yes, not many animals. A few deer.
Skunks. I smell a skunk.
Oh, really? Oh, did I see a moose?
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Or a very large deer, something like that.
I don't know. I thought I saw a moose in the baby. It's, you know, that time of the year. Maybe not. Okay. Anyway, you're here for the cheese, and we're about to present it on a silver platter. And we have some interesting stuff. We're going to profile Bill Carlisle, country parody dude that we really haven't said much about until now because, well, we played the odd song, but it's about time we did something about that. On top of that, what do we have, Daffodil?
Oh, other songs?
Yes.
I wasn't looking at the list. 1 second.
Oh.
We got a chart-jumping cheesy coming up shortly. We've got our usual tube tune of the week.
Yes.
But we're starting off with Galleon and his Caribbean Rhythm Boys.
Oh, and?
We're going to have I Want to Be Happy coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Tea for Two.
Right here on?
On a Silver Platter on Cheese, Please.
For the inner geek in all of us, pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Fleas with Jerry Gallion and his Caribbean and Rhythm Boys Mambo Time here on the show, it seems. And I Want to Be Happy. Before that, we had D for Two, same guys.
Here I don't know why you have a Transylvanian accent talking about a Caribbean band.
I don't know. It just came out. It's just one of those things.
All right. you're Snarf Dude. I'm Daffodil. This is Cheese Please. And now we're going to talk about Bill Carlisle.
Thank you. And I don't have the information on Bill Carlisle because you're the information guru around here. So you tell them all about it.
Well, Bill Carlisle was an American country music singer, songwriter, comedian, and guitarist, popular in the 40s and 50s.
Yes.
Who has had an influence on the genre for more than 50 years.
Wow.
He died in 2003 at the age of 94. His last public performance was 2 weeks before he died. He was 94.
Hey, he was dedicated, to say the least. Oh, wow.
His guitar style was noted for its precision and speed.
Yes.
And he employed yodeling as a vocalist.
Oh.
So I'm suspecting we might hear some yodeling in one of these songs.
I forget. I listened to some of these. I forget, but we're going to play the first set now. Coming up, No Help Wanted shortly, but we're starting off with a... I can't say it's really controversial. It makes you think.
This is actually his song that charted the highest.
Really?
Yeah, at number 4 in 1965.
I understand why, because you really got to listen to it. It's like, it really sums up, the title sums it up with, what kind of deal is this on?
Cheese Please.
Now me and Liz was out on our first date. We were sitting in a red light, having to wait. And this old boy walked up with a big possum grin and just opened the car door and got right in. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now you know the thing that was getting me the most was the way this old boy seemed to feel his oats. He was really getting under my skin just a-sitting over there with that big stupid grin. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I got to wondering about this friend of Liz, and I figured in a minute she'll tell me who he is. As we drove along, I thought, man, oh man, cause me and him and Liz is all three are holding hands. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Now I ain't too smart, but I can still see that this whole deal looked all fouled up to me. So I thought I'd better stop it, it was going too fur, cause she was hugging me and he was hugging her. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I knowed it wasn't right, but what could I say? So I thought I'd just let it go along that way. But pretty soon I knowed it. I was out on a limb, cause I couldn't kiss her without kissing him. And boy, I thought, what kind of deal is this? So I stopped the car and I said, now look here, Liz, you better tell me who this guy is. She said, I don't know him. I thought he was your friend. I said, well, if you don't know him, what's he doing here then? But what kind of deal is this? So I grabbed him by the collar and I pulled him from the car and I said, man, I ain't never seen nobody like you are. How come you pull these kind of jokes? And he said, well, sometimes it works and sometimes it don't. And I thought, what kind of deal is this? Well, I drawed back my fist to hit him in the face. He broke loose and run like a snake. And now here I stand just looking at Liz, and both of us are wondering who this guy is. Now, what kind of deal do you think this is? I wish, if you find out, I wish you'd let me know, because, boy, I ain't never been mixed up before in my life like this.
Music that gets you in the mood to do absolutely nothing. Well, maybe throw up. Cheese, please.
A little bitty booger, cute as a button and sweet as sugar. Now I'm gonna buy her a diamond ring. We'll get married all by myself. Now she called me her little piggy wiggy, and I call her my little thingamajiggy. When I ask her for a kiss, I hear a voice sound something like this. Now, I'm gonna take her honky tonk tonight, and we're gonna do everything upright. When the music starts to swing and sway, we're gonna dance till the break of day. No, no help wanted.
Keys Please with Bill Carlisle, No Help Wanted. Well, that's probably a good thing. He's very enthusiastic about his job, Daffodil.
Apparently.
Wow, I tell you, we're in the middle of four of Bill Carlisle's as we're...
Shoving him down your throats this week?
Yeah. Shortly, we'll play Take This Country Music and Shove It, but we're starting off with every... You know, I can relate to this one. Overdue. Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Overdue, overdue. All of my bills are overdue.
Well, my dad blame phone's been ringing nearly all day. All of my creditors wanting their pay. They're getting mighty nasty, but they're threatening to sue. They're saying all of my bills are overdue. Yeah, I got my business in a heck of a shape. I owe more than the president makes. I asked my boss for a raise in pay, and he just said, "How's the family?" and turned and walked away.
All of my bills are overdue.
You know, I took a trip on the TWA. They said fly now and later pay. Well, it was such a good deal, I couldn't complain. But from the bill I got, I think they sold me the plane. Well, I went and bought me a car for no money down. Best deal I could find anywhere in town. They said, try to beat it if you think you can. Boy, you getting this one on the easy payment plan.
Overdue, overdue. All of my bills are overdue.
You know, my wife's expecting, but she's doing fine. The baby's due just about any time. The doctor says a week, but I say two. 'Cause like everything else, I guess it'll be overdue.
Overdue, overdue. Everything is overdue.
They're cheesy, but they're pretty good. Like, they're pretty catchy.
Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Like truffle cheese, like a really good... expensive cheese.
Dear Mr. DJ, I'm writing you this little note because it's just one thing that I want to ask you to do for me. Now, I know you've been asked 100 times before, but if it's all right, I thought I'd ask you just once more.
Take this country music and shove it. I've sung it all my life. Take this country music and shove it.
Now, I had a record not too long ago. You could even hear the rooster crow. I thought it hit like a big barrage, but they're all stacked out in my garage. So take this country music and shove it.
Take this country music.
music and shove it. I've sung it all my life and I love it.
I'll tell you just how rough things are. I can buy strings for my guitar.
Take this country music and shove it.
Well, the record company, they wouldn't call me in again. I sung and sung till I couldn't hardly stand. I thought the snowman was here to stay, but that silver gun would melt it away. So take this country music and shove it.
Take this country music and shove it. I've sung it all my life and I love it.
I've done all that I know to do, so now the rest is up to you.
Take this country music and shove it.
Now no help wanted, it was pretty good to me. But that was back in 1953. Don't play it a little here and a little bit there, boy. I won't hear it ever work. Take this country music and shove it.
Take this country music and shove it. I've sung it all my life and I love it.
I've done all that I know to do, so now the rest is up to you.
Take this country music and shove it.
Keys, please. Bill Carlisle summing up his opinion on country music, it seems, trying to get a message out. And
yes, but the message he's trying to get out is not the message that people interpret from what he's saying.
Oh.
He wants them to shove the country music harder so that he can make more money.
Oh, well, I'm glad someone was listening to the lyrics. I just saw, you know, just... It's like that, take that job and shove it, you know?
No. That's not what he means. He means shove this country music down people's throats.
Oh, like we're doing today.
Exactly.
There we go. Bill Carlisle, and take this country music and shove it down your throat. And before that, we had Bill Carlisle, and yeah, we can sort of relate to this whole...
Overdue.
Yeah. We've had a few times like that, here, driving around the van, but we're so doing great here in the bunker, and we really have to get out, though.
We have to go find more new music.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, that's
the
thing.
We have to go out and buy and find and locate records.
Yeah. And any word on the van?
Yes.
Oh.
It's parked in the garage.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me these things?
Because then you would have made me get in it and drive somewhere this week, and I didn't want to do that.
When did it get here?
A couple of days ago. I had no voice. I couldn't talk, remember?
And you're telling me now.
I couldn't talk, remember?
Well, I know you couldn't talk, but we have paper around here, or maybe a computer. You could type a note.
That's beside the point.
Well, I'm just glad. I'm just glad that you actually told me so. We can,
we might go somewhere.
After the show, I'm going to go out. I'm going to go and test all the gear, make sure everything's intact. Maybe we may be on the road in the not too distant future.
On the road again?
No, that's another song. But it's time for this, though.
Stopping the tracks at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on cheese, please.
Well, it's not exactly chart-topping, but in this show, we sort of stretch it now and then.
Well, it depends on where you were. It was actually spent 2 weeks at number one at WABC.
Oh, in New York City.
Yeah, because that's where, you know, Buddy's from.
There we go. Number 65 for 1963. And Pepino the Italian Mouse in Lou Monte, right here on...
Cheese, Please.
And what a mignon, Peppino, oh, you little mouse, so won't you go away? Find yourself another house to run around and play. You scare my girl, you eat my cheese, you even drink my wine. I've tried so hard to catch you, but you trick me all the time. Ci stanno usura, gilla, basciusella, redumur. Ogni sera che esce quando la casa è scura. Indumienze da cucina, balla su, ma parlo malandrina, pura gatta c'ha paura. Peppino sulla cilla mi ha fatto scomparire, mannaggia sulla cilla a casa e nattai. Stasera da cucina dopo che vina già lassa, e quando sempre aga Peppino già ingappa.
Ma tu chi sei? Siciliano?
No, ma calabrese, you're not.
The other night I called my girl, I asked her, could we meet? I said, let's go to my house, we could have a bite to eat. And as we walked in through the door, she screamed at what she saw. There was little Peppino doing a cha-cha on the floor. Peppino su una gilla, ma fatta scomparì. Mannaggia su una gilla, a casa in Addai. Stasera in da cucina, un po' che vina già la sa. E quando si embriaga, Peppino già ingappa.
Ma proprio benio.
If I ever catch you, I'm gonna throw you right in a bagnaro. Ella non ci piace formaggio americano. Ella va trovando un po' che far mangiare. Si è fatta giatta giatta, gusta vita buona. E quando che la cammina pare proprio in un galandone. Peppino su una gilla mi ha fatto scomparì. Mannaggia su una gilla a casa in Addai. Stasera in da cucina dopo che vino già la sa. E quando si embriaca Peppino già ingappa.
Luigi, I got a present for you.
Ah, you're a nice man.
Who do you are? Put your hand in the box.
Oh, mannaggia su una gilla mi ha scasciato la mano. A mousetrap.
Cheese Fleas with Lou Monte, Peppino the Italian Mouse.
Which is funny when you think about it, because he had Peppino the Italian Mouse, he had Dominic the Donkey.
Yes, yes.
He had Peppino's friend Pascal, who was an Italian pussycat.
And then he had
Pellucci the Italian Parrot.
Oh, wow.
And then he had one about Paul Revere's horse.
What?
He had a lot of songs about animals.
That's just... The horse?
The horse. Oh. And there's apparently one about George Washington, but I don't think we can play it. I think it's a little bit too racist.
Hey, don't say that word on our show. Don't say that word.
Well, I'm not going to talk about why.
Oh, well. No. We're not that type of people.
Exactly. That's why we're not playing that song.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you have been listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And quickly changing the subject, because I don't want to go down that road. Oh, it's time. Let's turn on...
It's just about that time, yes.
Let's turn on the tube and bring it up here. And bring out the piece of paper.
Well, you got to wait till the... There.
There it is. Well, okay. We got the big tube this week.
Oh, good.
What?
You broke the small tube last week.
I know that, but the thing is... Why is this in here? It's big. I'll pull out the piece of paper here, but... Why is there a horn in here? Jeez.
Great, there's our prop.
Well, you never know what's going to end up in the tube.
Apparently.
Oh,
and you know what? I'm glad it's a horn and not actually hornets.
Oh, no.
The stinging kind.
No hornets. I've got to put that down. We're ending off the show this week with Gary and the Hornets. Oh, yeah, now I see it. Yeah,
could have been hornets, you know, buzz, buzz, sting, sting.
Yeah, but it's the musical Hornets. Gary and the Hornets with Hi, Hazel. Until next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, Warped, and the Weird. Come back next week. There will be additional shenanigans.
Yes.
Cheese, Please, your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.